And guess what? I just saw up here we found all of the filth file shit, man. Test. We found all of the filth file.
I know, what are you going to be fooling around with this?
Yes, I am. Till the day I fucking drop.
Phil, there must be a time when it's figured out.
No, it's never going to be figured out if Mr. Henry doesn't.
Whatever that means, bud. I know you're on my side.
Yeah.
God, am I weird. But. What? Oh, shit. Everybody's talking about throwback, you know, dressed like Bum Phillips, you know, with the goddamn cowboy hat and all that shit. All right, so, hey, so look at all these fucking pictures, man. This is really something. So all of this shit they found, or has been founded in the thing, man. What do you mean the thing? Look at that. There's a picture from a great movie called Black Robe. That was a little witch doctor guy. Look at this guy again. Let me show you something here. See this guy? Wait. This guy. It's a great movie called Black Robe. And Black Robe is about the Jesuit priests who tried to convert the Huron Indians of Canada and North America, you know, border U.S., Canada. And as they go into the Huron area, they encounter this tribe with this guy who's a little person, and he is the witch doctor, and he does not like these priests. He calls them black robes, and that's him staring down one of the black robes. And as it turns out, the Jesuits are successful in converting these Indians. I'm not sure if they're the Hurons or the Iroquois. They're successful in converting them to Christianity, and in so doing, they're wiped out in a war with a neighboring tribe because their Christian faith somehow drives them to the belief that they can chill everything out with their Christianity and no can do, chubby. Dig me? I'm not putting it down. I'm just giving you the goddamn straight scoop. So what's up here, man? Okay, here we go. So that's the witch doctor in this tremendous movie called Black Robe. And it was made in the 80s. Oh, that was great. Now, I could be wrong. I look back on it, but it's very violent. I remember it was extremely violent. And these priests they're French priests who come over from, you know, Europe to convert the heathens of North America. Can you well imagine what they were told in Europe? What those priests were told? There's a whole lot of souls that need to be saved in North America. They're all heathens, and oh boy. And you could go over with the power of Christ. You know, I bet you they were so naive. They wound up getting fucking scalped. You know, getting hung upside down and gutted. And holy Christ, you know, scalped and made into, you know, jerky. And I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari. To Hatchapi to Tonopah. Hey, don't fuck with me now, TV set. What's the story, man? Where's the fucking ball game? Give me your shit. Oh, it's the Dodger game, so I guess we don't get to watch it. Is that it? You guys still having a fucking hard-on with the Dodgers? Jesus H. living Christ. These guys. It's the Dodgers. You know, I don't know what story, you know. Here's Sports Mix, man. We're going to find that motherfucker. Well, there it is right there. It's in it says Sports Center. I don't know. I don't give a shit. Somebody said to me the other day, do you want to go to the Dodger game? My friend Don, he's got season seats. He's had them for years, 20 plus years. And I mean, there was a period in my life I had season tickets for almost every team. I had season tickets for the Lakers for 5 years. I had Lakers seats. I had season tickets for the Rams for over 10 years. I had season tickets for the Dodgers like 3-4 years. And so I immersed myself in the season ticket experience. I immersed myself in the going to the games and digging it and making friends with all the people that sat around you and, you know, tailgating the shit out of it and really having a ball. And I did and loved it. And something has just sort of changed in me, and that is that I don't think it's a bad thing. I just don't give a fuck anymore. You know, it's not that I don't like sports. I watch it, but If somebody says to me, you want to go to the game? I get great seats. I don't give a fuck. You know, I just as soon sit on my ass. Maybe it's my age. But more to the point, it's not my age so much as I've been there and I've done that. I've seen it. I've been through it. And I don't. Now, I was talking to my godson, Joe. If you use a picture of Joe with me on Instagram, on my Instagram account. And Joe goes to the L.A. Football Club soccer games. As you know, I've been pretty partial to watching world football, especially the Premier League. And we got two teams in L.A. We got the Galaxy, we got the L.A. Football Club. And there's a brand new stadium downtown near the, they say it's near the Coliseum. I thought it was where the old convention center was, would be on the other side of the Harbor Freeway. But anyway, and I'm like, God, I want to, now that I'm going to take in. I want to watch that shit, man. So I'm not exactly sure, but me and Big D and Joe, we're going to take in an L.A. Football Club game, you know. Now, here's the thing. They play, here in North America, they play MLS, I should say, Major League Soccer season, is weird. It's like spring to fall. In Europe, it's basically like a basketball season. Oh, no, it's longer than that. It's in Europe, it's from August to May. Sort of like a basketball season. So they get, man, they don't have money. They play a lot of fucking games. They play, well, they play once a week, but they also have the Christmas weekend. They play like five or six games over a, you know, five-day period, whereas usually it's a weekly, you know, every weekend they play. But, anywho. Yes, sir.
Your employee incentive program, I know, has had some bumpy spots. And when we say employees, who are we talking about? How many?
In this instance, Phil, it is primarily the employees of our number.
Every time I hear Bob Green, I gotta laugh. Man, there's nobody funnier to me in the world. In the world. Okay, I don't know. Let me give a shout out, by the way, to Channy. Are you watching tonight, Channy? I never thought about the day it would come. There's a dude pitching for the Red Sox. It is a spitting reminder of Oil Can Boyd. Oil Can Boyd. I loved Oil Can Boyd. He had such a fucking attitude about him. He didn't like white people. He said, I don't like white people. I know that probably offends some people, but I don't know. I liked it. Oh, man. I am here to tell you, sports fans. All right, what do we got here, man? Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Hi, Phil Hendry here, and I'm just testing it. And welcome to the program, bud.
Yeah, it's going to be fun and stuff.
Stuff.
Got to be pretty fun and everything like that.
Yeah, that's great, bud. Christ.
Well, I'm very happy to be with you, and it's always fun.
Great. Glad to hear it, man. Glad to hear it, bro. Glad to hear it, bro. All right.
Well, it's simple self-defense, Phil. That's all it is. It's Bobby Dooley's simple self-defense. What I try to do is I try to teach the boys. It's Bobby Dooley's simple self-defense. We don't want to wig anyone out. We don't want to blow anyone's fucking mind.
She would stay without goodbye. I wrote a line or two upon the wall. And to this very day, I would never. Well, I will say, I like this TriCaster. And nothing makes sense on it, but then I'm still learning it. You know, it's got, you would think that the cue. And when something's in queue, it means it's in line, waiting to go into being on program. So you'd think the queue, what's in queue, then I hit an auto fade, it should be in pro. No, it's completely something different. So I have to learn what I'm doing, you know. Yeah. Oh, you know, baby. Whatever, whatever. There's my ex-wife. What is that slide doing? It's not, nothing against her, but I mean, don't need to see that pop up all the time. But these are, what I'm finding, these are a bunch of slides that I didn't know we'd saved. I mean, there's millions of them. Now, I wonder if, this is just me speculating, but I mean, we got a lot of fucking slides here, man. Shit, I didn't think we still had, man. Like, what is this? What is this? What's that doing there? So then we go to DDR. And then we go to DDR2. And all of my... So none of my... She wrote upon the wall, you know I'm leaving you, and I love you too, and I can't stay with you in another day. Cause I love you, yes, sir. One of a kind. Lust affair, Oh-ho. Hey, wait a minute, man. Oh, that's not a... shit. Well, I don't know, man. What happened to all the video clips is beyond me. I have no earthly idea. I got to tell you something. The biggest bummer is that I had a lot of pictures from the old website before we transitioned. And a lot of you old-time listeners know that we had the wall of female listeners. I had a ton of fucking pictures. Pictures of me and Maria and the kids. Vacations all over the fucking place. Disney crew. I mean, shit. And I don't know where any of this shit is. And it bums me out, you know? Guaranteed to blow your mind so high you won't come down.
We have slices of beef. What's the problem with that? I give a demonstration. It's very casual. You use the key, and then we, at the end, I cue Steve, and he rolls. Hold out.
What the fuck? All right, brothers and sisters, and sisters, a rubber band. Doot, 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 a rubber band. Let me see here, man. Where we at here? Well, Bray's asleep underneath the console here. She's just like conked out, man. She digs it here because, you know, there's... I'm just going to fire this thing back on. Take a little bit of extra time here. Come on, baby. And rubber band man. No, okay, what is it, man? Okay, so the goddamn screen works, man. Why the fuck could I... What? Never mind. Never mind, y'all. A rubber band man. You never heard a sound like the rubber band man. A rubber band. Hello, y'all. Hello, young lovers, wherever you are. I can't believe that we've got Congress people that are so goddamn stupid. They really are stupid. I mean, they are stupid. Lindsey Graham says, I don't know why you would ever hang around with someone who is of such low principle that he would attack a woman. Why would you be around someone who would rape a woman? Or, you know, like a guy just pointed out, well, you golf with one every fucking weekend, man. His name's Donald Trump. What the fuck are you talking about? This guy, I thought, where did we ever get the idea that Lindsey Graham had an ounce of fucking brains in his head? He's a goddamn moron. He really is. And he's gutless. Fucking gutless wonder. Jesus Christ. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Yeah, this is going to be... Going to be good, huh? I don't know, man. 1, 2. This is... I just have no fucking idea. I got no earthly idea. Getting frustrating as fuck, though, I can tell you that. Beat it, beep, bing. Beep, bing. Beep, bing. This a fork in the road. Oh, shit. I just had it. Baby. Don Berman is in the newsroom. Come on, baby. Hey, y'all, prepare yourself. I better get my fucking beard cut. I gotta get my hair cut. I got shit I gotta do, man. Oh, Bobby was on yesterday. Well, never on again, huh? Sounds like a fucking cafeteria, you know, it doesn't sound like a restaurant. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yes, Phil. Don Berman here. I don't want to interrupt the program, but I was hit with a bot attack. I just simply want to say the following thing. I hope no one's getting the bright idea they think they're going to mess with me, because it isn't going to happen. Let me tell you what. It's not going to happen, Phil, and this is Don Berman reporting. So do you understand? It won't happen to me.
I understand it won't happen to you, yes. Don Berman reporting.
Okay, Phil, don't be such a smartass. Testing 1, 2, 3, Don Berman reporting. Don Berman, Don Berman reporting. Don Berman reporting. Yes, Phil, it is, oh yeah, shit. Testing 1, 2. Yes, Phil, now this is Don Berman reporting, and I won't let anyone fuck with me.
I don't think you are going to let anybody fuck with you. I think you're going to be just fine.
Got that right. You're goddamn right.
All right, brother. Hey, man, where the fuck is everything, huh? Oh, this fucking thing's frozen, man. This is like just frozen it up, man. It's going to crash? Thank God we got rid of that fucking TriCaster because it was just ready to go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's Phil Hendry Show. Let's give this bitch a ride, man. Who gives a shit?
Yes, this is the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray.
That Bud Dickman.
I'm General Kalen Shaw.
And I'm Robert Leonard.
And my name is Phil Hendry, and welcome to the program.